The report prepared by AECOM lays out three different potential sites for port expansion, with total project costs ranging from $300 million to over $1 billion. The plan offers multiple options at the state-owned Port of Wilmington, but many additional resources would be needed to make them happen. One would involve work to make the port more container-friendly. The port's executive director, Gene Bailey, says they currently have limited container capacity, with only two weekly banana suppliers shipping in containers, Dole and Chiquita.
So what we have to do is look and see, take a look at the forecasting that's been presented by AECOM, what the growth is, where the growth is coming from, and then you sit down and you take a look at those suggestions for consideration, and then you evaluate how that best fits with the forecast for growth.
Other options include developing operations at River Edge Industrial Park south of the Delaware Memorial Bridge and Edgemore on the former Everest steel site in Claymont. Newcastle County Executive Tom Gordon has been advocating for the River Edge location.
And it's probably the most valuable because of a lot of things. One, it doesn't have any bridges to go under. These large ships come right off the ocean and they can turn around there and unload and go back.
But Gordon also says he thinks it is possible to invest in all three locations. Bailey says his staff will review the draft plan this month, make recommendations to their board of directors, and go from there. He hopes to have a plan ready for review in a couple of weeks. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.